From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. India says 23 nations seek help in evacuating citizens from Yemen. India says 23 countries have sought its help in evacuating their citizens from war-torn Yemen after New Delhi mounted a massive operation to bring out its citizens both by air and sea. In a tweet, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his support to the rescue effort, saying the evacuation efforts reflect our willingness to serve our people and readiness to help others in distress. India has brought out some 3,000 people so far. About half its nationals working in Yemen are nurses. It's also helped some citizens of other countries. New Delhi has also been taking the lead in humanitarian missions in the Indian Ocean region. U.S. Senator Paul Rand, a conservative libertarian, announced Tuesday that he is seeking the Republican nomination for president in 2016. The 52-year-old announced his candidacy on his website, later speaking to cheering supporters in Kentucky, where he is a first-term senator.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our country back.
Paul, an ophthalmologist by profession, said he wants to return our country to the principles of liberty and also limited government. He is calling himself a different kind of Republican. Paul becomes the second announced Republican presidential candidate after another conservative first-term lawmaker, Senator Ted Cruz, who hails from Texas. This is VOA News. Leaders from northeastern Kenya have said they will name sympathizers, fighters, and financiers of Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. The pledge comes after Al-Shabaab gunmen killed nearly 150 students at Kenya's Garissa University College. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Days after Al-Shabaab gunmen killed 148 students at Garissa University College, leaders from northeastern Kenya near the Somali border have promised to help security organs identify youths who have joined the Islamist extremist group, as well as their sympathizers and financiers. Parliament Majority Leader and lawmaker from the Northeast, Aden Duale, says they will reveal the names within a few weeks.
We recognize the reality of collaborators amongst our communities, and we will, with immediate effect, commence to identify them to document them within the next 1 month.
Mohammed Yusuf of VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Iran for a series of high-level meetings, despite bilateral tensions stemming from conflicts in Syria and Yemen. Mr. Erdogan, accompanied by a high-level Turkish delegation, held talks Tuesday with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani before meeting with Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. According to an Iranian media outlet, Mr. Rouhani said both he and Mr. Erdogan agreed there should be an immediate ceasefire in Yemen. U.S. jurors began deliberation Tuesday in the trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev, a day after both the prosecution and defense told the court he deserves to be punished. The 12 jury members must first decide whether Tsarnaev, 21, is guilty of the 30 federal charges against him for his role in the April 2013 attack. If they convict him, the trial will enter a second phase when the jurors must sentence him to either life, in prison, or death. Hundreds of people paid their respects Tuesday to the memory of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov, who was assassinated in February, just meters from the Kremlin. Supporters squeezed onto the narrow pedestrian walkway of a bridge where Nemtsov died to place flowers to mark the 40-day memorial in Orthodox tradition. Police set up barricades as the number of well-wishers spilled onto the bridge. And World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says he will do everything possible to work with a new Chinese-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank in the struggle against poverty. Washington opposes the new bank, but dozens of other nations support it. In a Washington speech Tuesday, Kim urged the new bank to adhere to high standards for dealing with environmental and labor issues. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.